Well, it's been a day. I can tell you that much. And I can tell you that the 49ers are in line to hire Robert Saleh as their defensive coordinator. No, it is not yet official. And I don't think that it really can be official until probably tomorrow. But I can recap how we got here. The windy road all the way up to near the top of the mountain. It's been 2 weeks since the 49ers interviewed Robert Saleh for their defensive coordinator position, but the twists and turns since then have been captivating in a new kind of way. I don't think that we've ever seen what Liam Cohn pulled today between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Jacksonville Jaguars, but he currently is the front runner to land that Jacksonville head coaching job. And because Robert Saleh has been waiting on answers from the head coaching jobs for which he is interviewing to determine his fate moving forward, to determine if he's going to sign with the 49ers as their defensive coordinator or not. Because all that happened to Liam Cohn, things are now lined up for Robert Saleh with the 49ers. Matt Maiocco put it well on Twitter. Robert Saleh is in line to be 49ers defensive coordinator, source says, unless he ends up with a head coaching position. If he is a defensive coordinator this season, it'll be with the 49ers, he told the team. Well, we can do the math ourselves. Saleh's three head coaching interview spots are Jacksonville, Las Vegas, and Dallas. Both Las Vegas and Dallas seem to be taking Pete Carroll very seriously for their head coaching openings. That's obviously something that we talked about yesterday. Carroll's name has been bounced around in the 49ers building for the DC spot in case Saleh fell through, but Saleh doesn't seem to be a serious candidate in Las Vegas or Dallas. But in Jacksonville, Robert Saleh, up until a couple hours ago, was considered to be the favorite. In fact, he had already been constructing a staff in Jacksonville, making some phone calls, figuring out who was going to work under him with the Jaguars until Liam Cohn reemerged as the favorite of Jacksonville, and that followed the firing of Trent Baalke. So apparently nobody wanted to work with Trent Baalke, the former general manager of the 49ers, who was the surviving general manager up until yesterday of Jacksonville. Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, fired Trent Baalke. That brought Liam Cohn back to the table, and that has set things up right now for Robert Saleh to potentially return to the 49ers. So we are officially in a holding pattern right now, but we can talk like the text title under the screen. We can say that the 49ers are in line to bring Robert Saleh back. And why do the 49ers need to bring Robert Saleh back? Well, because the defense has declined. I made this graphic. Blue is good, red is bad. These are the 49ers' defensive ranks through the years. EPA per play, right side. Saleh was the defensive coordinator in 2019 and 2020. You can see that I subdivided this with horizontal lines where there was a coordinator change. So the first 2 years, these are the 49ers' ranks under Robert Saleh before he left to the Jets. Next 2 years, DeMeco Ryans was the defensive coordinator. Then it was Steve Wilks, and then it was Nick Sorensen. By the way, we got a piece of news on Nick Sorensen. You could see a lot of red. It was the first season below average across the board for the 49ers defensively since the early days of this regime. 49ers decided not to keep Nick Sorensen on as their defensive coordinator. They had hoped that he would stay on staff under a different role. Well, he's not even going to be the special teams coordinator. And according to Matt Maiocco, he's probably not going to be on the staff. The 49ers interviewed Brant Boyer for special teams coordinator today, and this is Matt's exact phrasing on Twitter. Boyer served as the New York Jets special teams coordinator since 2016, so he overlapped with Robert Saleh there. The 49ers expect to have that special teams coordinator position filled next week, but according to Matt Maiocco, it will not be Nick Sorensen. He is not expected to remain with the team. So Sorensen, the defensive coordinator in 2024, not expected to return. Boyer interviewed for the special teams coach job. I've been keeping track of all the interviews here on the roster page. I can open that up really quickly. We added Boyer to the list. It's been Chris Tabor, Jet Modkins, Chris Banjo, and Brant Boyer, the 49ers interviewees for the special teams coordinator role. Boyer, a former specialist himself in the National Football League, has been with the New York Jets for a while, and Robert Saleh overlapped with him from 2021 to this season. Saleh fired 5 games in to the 2024 season by the Jets. So those are the 4 interviewees at special teams coordinator. By the way, Banjo has been linked to the Jets special teams job with Brant Boyer leaving there. So the 49ers have interviewed Boyer now, and they've also interviewed the guy who may succeed Boyer in New York. Of course, the defensive coordinator interviews, we're going to get back to that right now. Townsend, Robert Saleh, and the internal interview, Brandon Staley. Anyway, no Nick Sorensen likely on staff next year for the 49ers. And the reason that Nick Sorensen is not on the staff is because the initial reason, what started this whole domino effect is the defense really struggled last season. So the 49ers want to bring back the good old days. As you can see, under Saleh in 2019, they were an excellent unit, number 2 overall in the NFL, in the dark blue here. 2020 was a big-time injury-riddled year for the 49ers. They lost Nick Bosa in week 2 against the New York Jets, of all teams, on that MetLife Stadium turf. Still, Robert Saleh delivered a hell of a coaching job. The defense only slipped down to number 8. It was significantly worse than 2020, but it was still good, especially when you compare than 2019, I should say, but still good, especially when you compare the 2020 injury-riddled performance with the 2024 injury-riddled performance. You can see the job that Robert Saleh was able to do before he left to be head coach of the New York Jets. Really, really impressive to keep it together in that way. They also really enjoyed the D'Amico Ryans years. I will say that there was a blemish in 2021. You could see it in the red here. The pass defense slipped to number 23 for the 49ers that season. Jason Verrett tore his ACL early in that season, and that meant that the 49ers were really short on the cornerback position. It led them to sign Charvarius Ward heading into 2022, and they surged back up to number 2. Ward and D'Amore Lenore both anchored that pass defense down the stretch. But what happened, and I've got the 2022 rank wrong here on the right. I've got to fix that. It should be number 1 in 2022 overall. So that's incorrect. I'm circling where I made the mistake. I just threw that together before I came on air here. But 49ers defense was in the dark blue in 2022 under D'Amico Ryans. They are number 14 and 21. They slipped a bit as he learned the ropes. But by 2022, that was the number 1 defense in football. And so then the regression really started in 2023 and 2024 when they slipped to number 10, number 1 to number 10, and then number 10 to number 26 under Nick Sorensen. So the goal has been to bring the good old days back. This is another good way to look at it for the 49ers. This is an XY plot with run defense on the x-axis and pass defense on the y-axis. So the goal is to be further to the right and further up. As I said, the 2019 and the 2022 49ers defenses were the 2 best defenses. They're good at both run defense and pass defense. And then they finally found themselves in the bottom left where you don't want to be this year. Bad pass defense, bad run defense, especially bad run defense by the end of the season. The 2 defenses that the 49ers fielded over the past 2 years both find themselves on the left side, which means below average run defense. So that's where the 49ers must fix the most erosion. Wilkes had a bad run defense. Sorensen had an even worse run defense, something that Robert Saleh never had with the 49ers, even in 2017 and 2018 before the talent was up at the level that they needed to be, and that happened in 2019, they always had a good run defense. And you saw that in the other chart that I put up on the screen. Look, the run defense, 19, 20, 21, 22, always solid. I mean, we're talking top 7 and then top 2 under D'Amico Ryans. So they got to get back on this side, run defense-wise. And that's a big reason why Robert Saleh is in line to grab that 49ers defensive coordinator position. Big, big day of developments. And it was so fascinating how it was tied to happenings on the other side of the country, but that's how this league works. We saw that Liam Cohen was initially the favorite for that Jacksonville job. Then he withdrew his name from consideration, but Jacksonville called him and said, "Hey, we fired Trent Baalke, come back." And he did come back today. According to some reports, he ghosted Tampa Bay, who was ready to make him the highest paid coordinator in the league. Now, according to Matt Barrows, this was about a week ago, he said that the 49ers are ready to make Robert Saleh one of the highest paid defensive coordinators in the league. I do wonder about Robert Saleh's contract with the Jets, because he still had some time on it. They fired him week five of this past 2024 season. Typically, these contracts have offset language, so it doesn't sometimes matter how much you sign for, at least in the first year of your next job. I'm not sure if that's the case with Robert Saleh. I'm just saying what the typical contract has. So it might have been difficult, though, if that were the case, for the 49ers to lure Robert Saleh with just money. But there's a sentimental connection for Saleh to San Francisco, to working under Kyle Shanahan. Those are really good years. I hope you guys all remember all gas, no brakes. That was Saleh's mantra with the 49ers. And then we have to consider what Kyle Shanahan talked about just a couple weeks ago after the season ended, when he listed what he needed in his new defensive coordinator. Adaptability and experience were both going to be really important. But we could also read in between the lines and see where exactly the past two defensive coordinators, which have both been misses for Kyle Shanahan, failed to deliver. In 2023, Steve Wilks, the outsider, parked up in the booth. Robert Saleh and DeMeco Ryans had both been on the field, energetic on the field, firing guys up. I mean, if we want to talk about good memories with Robert Saleh, all gas, no brakes from 2019, how about that week six game against the Rams after the goal line stand at the Coliseum when Saleh had to be restrained to stay off the field because he was so fired up? So that DeMeco Ryans brought the same type of energy. Young guy, former linebacker, all-pro type of player, brought that kind of energy to the field as defensive coordinator. Well, when in 2023, Steve Wilks joined the 49ers, he said, "I'm coaching from the booth because I always coach up from the booth." And about halfway through the season, when things weren't going so well, after the 49ers had gotten roasted by the Minnesota Vikings and also really by the Cleveland Browns, they ran for more yardage against the 49ers than they should have run for with PJ Walker as their starting quarterback. But the Cleveland Browns and then the Vikings behind Kirk Cousins and then the Bengals with Joe Burrow absolutely eviscerated the 49ers defense. Kyle Shanahan said, "Steve, you're coming down to the sideline. Can't have you up in the booth anymore." He wanted more energy from his defensive coordinator. And I think that a common refrain between the failings of 2023 and 2024 happened to be found in the fact that Nick Sorensen wasn't the most outwardly energetic coordinator either. It's hard, and there's nothing against Sorensen, but it's really hard to match the personas and the energy levels of Robert Saleh and DeMeco Ryans. And I think it quickly became clear that that was one of the missing ingredients that Kyle Shanahan thought he had to get this offseason a defensive coordinator. He had to make sure that the energy was there. He had to make sure that the adaptability and the ability to be adaptable was there, right? Not just the adaptability, but the wherewithal to be adaptable. He had to make sure that was there, and that all relied on experience. And that is why the 49ers have zeroed back in on Robert Saleh to be their defensive coordinator. It is time for the 49ers to fix the defensive erosion that I've talked about, that I've illustrated with some of these graphics. This is from SF Data Niners. Does an amazing job tracking the 49ers. This show is brought to you by Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/gameon today. That's rocketmoney.com/gameon. rocketmoney.com/game on. Wrote a big article on the 49ers salary cap situation up on the San Francisco Standard. It's actually available right now. How about we go find it? And it's really funny because I was talking about that the other day on a live, and it just so happened that it was time to talk about Rocket Money. And so I was saying, well, the 49ers can save $5 million here, and then they can save $5 million there. And, well, maybe you could save $700 of your own through Rocket Money. Maybe the 49ers can use Rocket Money for their salary cap situation, especially as they work on this contract for Brock Purdy. But that's available on the San Francisco Standard. You can have a look at it right here. I'm going to send the link over to Mike, and he's going to put this into the description on YouTube. Those of you watching on Twitter, head over to the YouTube. Hit the like button. It does help support the show. If you're watching on YouTube, please do hit that like button. Help support this. Get us up to 100,000 real subscribers. 100,000 real subscribers sounds like a hell of a goal. And while you're at it, go and check out the San Francisco Standard. The link to this is going to be in the description. And I am sending the link to Mr. Mike, who joined us on the show this past weekend. Mr. Mike can put this into the description of the YouTube channel. Great. Anyway, time to fix defensive erosion. You could read about the salary cap later because we're talking about the windy road that brought us to this point with the 49ers in line to hire Robert Saleh, who is going to join them as defensive coordinator if he does not get a head coaching job elsewhere. It's not looking promising on the head coaching front for Saleh in Dallas, nor is it looking promising in Las Vegas. And the most recent plot twist, that happened in Jacksonville. Liam Cohn changed his mind about the Jaguars, and they're ready to make him the seventh highest paid coach in the National Football League. That is Ben Johnson money, it's been reported. I think around $14 million, $13, $14 million a year for Liam Cohn, the offensive coordinator of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ironically, fittingly, whichever word you want to use to put to it, Trent Baalke's firing might end up helping the 49ers, which is one of the wilder plot twists of today. Other news is that Nick Sorensen is not expected to return to the 49ers, and Brant Boyer, according to Matt Maiocco, has interviewed for special teams coordinator. The 49ers hope to have that filled by next week. This is the defensive ranks through the years that I made. This one doesn't have the mistake that I made earlier on the chart that I have to fix. This is in simpler terms. Number two for the 49ers in 2019, number eight in 2020, slid to 14 under DeMeco Ryans in 2021, but DeMeco brought them to number one in 2022, number 10 in 23, and number 26 in 2024. That's an unacceptable slip for the 49ers. As I wrote at the bottom, Saleh was around in 2019 and 2020, which was a mass injury year, but he still fielded a top 10 defense. His successor, DeMeco Ryans, built up to number one before the two-year decline under Wilkes and Nick Sorensen led us back to this Saleh pursuit, the windy road that is bringing the 49ers very likely back to Robert Saleh. Now, this is not the end of the road. Even when this does become official, if and when it does become official, this is not the end of the road as far as how this 49ers defense is going to look next year. And obviously on the player front, we're going to have to cover free agency. We're going to have to cover the NFL draft. But I think building out the rest of the staff is going to be fascinating. Because the 49ers in 2019, it was just in this 2019 season under Saleh, they had Joe Woods on their staff, defensive backs coach. Joe Woods was left to be the defensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns. Most recently, he was the defensive coordinator of the New Orleans Saints. He will be available to bring back, theoretically, unless he's hired to be the defensive coordinator somewhere else. I guess we'll have to wait and see on that front. But when Saleh paired with Joe Woods in 2019, the 49ers diversified their coverages. This wasn't just the Seattle-style cover three that Saleh became known for implementing with the 49ers in 2017. They added quarters, cover four, and they turned into the number two pass defense in all of football. We have a little update right now. we can bring this back to the plot twist. I'm going to talk about the 49ers staff evolution in just a bit. But Liam Cohn is expected to be named the next head coach of the Jaguars pending final negotiations, per sources. That is from Diana Russini. So he's now headed home to Tampa while his representatives finalize the details with Jacksonville. So I'm going to hit the retweet button. There we go. Diana Russini, as always, doing an excellent job. So at this point, the I's are being dotted and the T's are being crossed. Liam Cohn zeroing in on that Jacksonville job. His representation is negotiating there. That, of course, has opened the door for the 49ers to be in line to hire Robert Saleh, because Saleh, if that Jacksonville door closes, is almost certainly not going to get a head coaching spot. That means he's coming back to the 49ers. And if and when that does officially happen, we can start talking about Robert Saleh's coaching staff. In fact, we can start talking about it right now because I think it's relevant. Joe Woods was on the staff in 2019. I use Joe Woods as an illustration. You are only as good as the staff that you build around you and the staff that you manage as a defensive coordinator. Same thing can be said about a head coach. Football is a complex operation that takes a lot of heavy lifting from a lot of different people who may not even necessarily be players. And when you're talking about balancing rushing coverage, and I had so many conversations with Richard Sherman, I remember back in the locker room in 2019 about this. The 49ers defense surged. You have to remember that 2017 and 2018, they didn't have a lot of talent. There are a lot of people, misinformed people, I'll put it this way, that were calling for Robert Saleh's job in 2018 when the 49ers defense was struggling. But it was really clear that the defense didn't have the edge rushers to deliver for the back end yet. The 2018 49ers defense under Robert Saleh posted an NFL low, like record low, 2 interceptions. They had only 2 picks all season. But then they got Nick Bosa. Then they got Dee Ford. That was in the same offseason. And they roared come 2019. But back to my conversations with Sherman, who worked with Saleh in 2013 in Seattle. So they added Sherman in 2018 because they were trying to replicate that Seattle-style defense, and Richard Sherman was the prototype himself at cornerback. But he pointed out that, yeah, although the pass rush was what really allowed the secondary to turn it on in 2019 between Bosa and Dee Ford, and obviously they had Buckner and Armstead on the inside, it was also some of the coverage diversifications that Joe Woods brought to the table with the cover 4, the disguise with the cover 3. And it all was pieced together. It was all coordinated together, and it absolutely sung. It was beautiful in 2019. It knocked on the door of being a historically good defense. There is some data that actually points to that I could show with you here, share with you here in just a second. But what the 49ers were able to accomplish that year showed the value not only of having a defensive coordinator who can piece it all together like a very complicated puzzle, but it also illustrated the necessity of building a competent staff. And who the 49ers keep, who they bring in, how they, evolve here moving into 2025, if they do hire Robert Saleh, is going to be fascinating because he's been with them once before. But he took some staffers with him to the Jets. He's also probably developed relationships with staffers at the Jets as he's evolved as a defensive play caller. Jeff Ulbrich was the play caller, but he was the coordinator. Saleh and Ulbrich coordinated that defense. They built the game plan. So Saleh's evolved in that way. He might want to bring some coaches with him back to the West Coast. How's he going to reconcile that with what the 49ers already have? I can tell you that the recent struggles of the 49ers and their desire to get back to where they were before with Robert Saleh and DeMeco Ryans is definitely going to have an effect in all of this. So this is something that I saw from one of the stats accounts online, and I think it's a great, great illustration of where that 2019 defense under Robert Saleh was. Now, I know that some of you are going to struggle with this because unless you're watching on a big screen, it might be hard to see exactly what we're dealing with. But basically, all the defenses of the past 20 years are clustered in the middle. the higher up a team's logo is, the better that pass defense was. This is all pass defense. The further to the right, the better offenses it faced. So most teams are clustered in an unrecognizable spot, right? But there are a few teams who really stand out, some for bad reasons, bottom left, some for really good reasons, top right. Well, I'm zooming in now onto the top right. This right here, I know it's blurry. I'm circling it right now. Those are the 2019 49ers under Robert Saleh. So I think that they were knocking on the door being a historically good defense. I know that things went wrong in the Super Bowl. There was the blown coverage on Tyreek Hill, and obviously everything fell apart in Miami for the 49ers. I absolutely get it. But we have to remember the level of competition that team faced. I mean, they're over here on the right, and the performance it delivered was absolutely awesome. And then I think the job that Robert Saleh did the year after that in 2020, despite all those injuries, that's what really got him the New York Jets head coaching job. And here's the thing, even with the Jets, and this is why I talk about Saleh's staff right now, even with the Jets, this was consistently a top five defense. He and Jeff Ulbrich, who's now the defensive coordinator of the Falcons, did a really, really good job in New York maintaining the defensive strength of a team that had a very inconsistent at best offense. And I will say, before Aaron Rodgers got there, the offense was downright terrible. Rodgers made it a little bit better, but it still wasn't great. Obviously, that's why the coaching staff got fired. They weren't winning enough games in New York. But up until Robert Saleh was dismissed, that defense was a top five defense in New York. And one thing that really, really stood out to me is that the 49ers, that the Jets in those times blitzed a lot more than the 49ers did under Saleh from 2017 to 2020. Saleh didn't blitz a whole lot, but one of the big problems with Nick Sorensen, who's not expected to return to staff, those of you just joining now, you might want to know that information. One of the big problems this past year is that the 49ers only blitzed 1.7% of the time with two or more men. In a league that I think essentially demands aggressiveness now, Steve Spagnuolo had a 7 to 8x blitz rate with two or more men than Nick Sorensen this past year. And Spagnuolo's the guy that knows how to dial up the pressure just the right time, late in games. We're going to watch for it again on Sunday in the AFC Championship when the Chiefs play the Buffalo Bills. But Spagnuolo has shown over the course of time, and especially against the 49ers back in the Super Bowl last year when he dialed up 9 unblocked pressures, he has shown that you can win games in this league. And sometimes you need to win games in this league by bringing aggressive pressure at opportune times. And that's something that the 49ers were unable to do under Nick Sorensen. Even when they tried to bring extra men, which wasn't often, it wasn't an effective blitz. That's why Kyle Shanahan talked about the need for more experience. Well, more experience comes through Robert Saleh, and there might have been a concern a few years ago that Saleh, he doesn't blitz a lot, and in 2020, in 2019, the 49ers didn't need that, but the game has since evolved, and I think that that aggressiveness at opportune times is really necessary. Well, that concern can be put to rest because the New York Jets defenses did up the blitz rate from Robert Saleh's days with the 49ers. They moved up to the middle of the pack in a couple of those years with the Jets. And I think that shows signs of growth, signs that Saleh is adaptable. And I think that that's something that has really excited the 49ers and made him their target at this defensive coordinator position. So his staff, it's all going to be part of a larger mosaic. How adaptable can they be? How aggressive can they be? How pointedly aggressive can they be? Because I don't think they're going to completely abandon tendency. I think they want to rediscover the energetic, hair-on-fire 4-3 base defense with the cover three on the back end, but some quarters and other stuff mixed in. I think they want to rediscover that, but they want to make it work for 2025 and beyond. That's a big key. Earlier today, Brad Graham joined me on the show. Brad does a great job at SF Niners. And, you know, one thing that we talked about, and I think this might lead to one of the concerns that people have with the Robert Saleh potential hire. We can't say that it's an official hire yet, but all these dominoes are really starting to fall right now. One of the concerns that people have is, well, what if this guy just takes a head coaching job next year? Because this is going to be the 49ers' third defensive coordinator in 3 years. The lack of continuity is not ideal for San Francisco. But you know who also dealt with a lack of continuity and dealt with it well? It's this guy right here. It's Bill Walsh. Yesterday was George Seifert's birthday, by the way. And I read this, I think, on another show today. I think I'll go back to it in a second. But when you have success, sometimes it's tough to have continuity because the league tries to poach your coaching staff. We saw that with, and we're seeing that right now with the Detroit Lions. Unfortunately for the 49ers, the turnover at defensive coordinator hadn't been because of success over the past 2 years. It's been because they've missed and the defense hasn't been as successful with Steve Wilks and then with Nick Sorensen. But it is ultimately absolutely vital to be able to, even if you have coaches leaving, to be able to find a way to perpetuate the system. And that's something that this guy did really well. It was called the spirit of abundance. Bill Walsh was okay with, and he even encouraged his staffers to go out and look for promotions and look for other jobs. He gave them a binder on their way out the door because he was secure in the 49ers' ability to prop themselves up, for the system to prop itself up. And I think that, yes, the 49ers did run dry of defensive coordinator talent following the DeMeco Ryans exit, and that's why they had to go to Steve Wilks, and that began the bad cascading effect of the past 2 years. But I do think that the 49ers have, with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch working on this coaching staff, I do think they've planted some seeds on the coaching staff to have longer-term solutions in case Robert Saleh does leave after only a year or two, assuming that he does sign and this deal is finalized. One of them that I would point to, and I talked about it with Brad Graham, is KJ Wright. Remember, DeMeco Ryans went from being a linebacker to being a really good defensive coordinator to being a really good head coach really damn quickly. Well, KJ Wright, who actually played under Robert Saleh in Seattle in 2013, is now on the 49ers staff. I think that they look at him as a potential rising star in the coaching world. We'll see if he can take the similar path as DeMeco Ryans. I know that's a lot to put on somebody, but we talk about Robert Saleh, who worked with linebackers in Seattle, then was the linebackers coach in Jacksonville, then came to be the 49ers defensive coordinator and really helped spark this whole revolution for the 49ers defensively. We talk about him reuniting with somebody like KJ Wright and some of this young 49ers coaching talent. They might bring in some more young coaching talent, some connections of Robert Saleh's from New York once, if and when this is all finalized. Well, then the 49ers can begin working on that systematic succession plan that did finally run dry following the departure of DeMeco Ryans. Continuity is important, but it's not as important as just having a really, really good coordinator in there. That's the be-all, end-all. That's the first thing you got to figure out, and that's what the 49ers were able to do. Well, they're on their way to be able to. I have to couch my words carefully here. That's what the 49ers have been. That's what the 49ers are close to doing. Let's put it that way. That's what the 49ers are close to doing here with this potential signing of Robert Saleh. Again, if we want to get into technicalities right now, Matt Maiocco's exact words, I think, are the best ones to summarize this situation. Matt says, Robert Saleh is in line to be the 49ers defensive coordinator, source says, unless he ends up with a head coaching position. And I could do the math myself. Jacksonville, Las Vegas, Dallas, where Robert Saleh has interviewed, don't look promising for Robert Saleh. I'm going to open this up to questions at this point. We've got a lot of people watching, which is really good news. We can read about George Seifert in a little bit. I think questions can come first here on the channel. Mike sending me something. Diamondo Lenore seems happy about this. Now, Demo never got to play for Robert Saleh, but this right here is interesting. Let me get this up on the screen. Mike sent me the Lenore tweet, or is it an Instagram comment? Or what is it, Mike? Let me know what it is. I'll credit wherever I need to credit for this, but we're going to toss it up here. It's a tweet. This is Diamara Lenore about 10 minutes ago. Now, the 49ers drafted Demo Lenore in 2021. So they drafted him a couple months after Robert Saleh left to the New York Jets. But I always joke, and there's some truth in this, this is the reason why I talk about it, that Diamara Lenore was like version 2.0 of DJ Reed. So the 49ers drafted a corner named DJ Reed out of Bakersfield in 2018. He's from Bakersfield, went to Kansas State, Fresno State, but Valley guy, Bakersfield. Shout out to Bakersfield. Forgot where he went to high school. Was it Bakersfield High School, Stockdale? Forgot where DJ Reed went. But anyway, they drafted DJ Reed. He was a shorter corner. They really liked him as a potential nickelback. I mean, that's where he was playing in the 2019 season. But before the 2020 season, DJ Reed, who was hurt, the 49ers waived him with an injury designation, hoping to sneak him back on the roster. It was a kind of a roster maneuver where they were trying to get a little cute and they needed a roster spot, so they needed to get DJ Reed onto injured reserve. Seattle poached DJ Reed while the 49ers tried to do that. So they lost DJ Reed. It was one of the bigger blunders that we saw the 49ers make in those years. DJ ended up playing really well for the Seattle Seahawks. He was a thorn in the 49ers side. And then he signed with the New York Jets, where he played under Robert Saleh. The 49ers never really recovered from losing DJ Reed until they drafted and developed Diamara Lenore, who was a similar type of player as DJ Reed. Fifth round pick. They're both fifth rounders. Both feisty cornerbacks. And now Diamara Lenore has, I mean, he should have been in the Pro Bowl this year. Let's be honest. He was snubbed there, but he signed a big new contract. DJ Reed has signed for big money. A lot of people are trying to link DJ Reed to the 49ers now that Robert Saleh is likely to end up as the defensive coordinator there, since Robert Saleh was his coach in New York. So Lenore is apparently responding right now, reacting to this Saleh development. But the 49ers may need, and I think do need, at least one other cornerback. I mean, we can go to their roster. For all that we're talking about Diamara Lenore, look at the 2025 roster. No Charvarius Ward, because he's not under contract anymore through 2025. Unlikely that he returns to the 49ers. Renardo Green, good-looking player. Lenore, really good-looking player. Darrell Luter Jr. is the 49ers' third cornerback right now, projected to go to the 53. Can we pencil DJ Reed back in? I don't know. But I can look at Diamara Lenore's tweet and see that there's real excitement here based on what's brewing tonight. Who wants DJ Reed back? If you want DJ Reed back, hit the like button. Hit the like button first and then go into the comments and give me a thumbs up if you want DJ Reed back on the 49ers. I think it's an intriguing possibility, and I think it's something worth mentioning given what we just saw from Diamara Lenore, DJ Reed 2.0 on Twitter. George asks a good question. Could the return of Robert Saleh potentially influence the return of Dre Greenlaw? Yes. Well, I said that there was no way that we're going to figure out whether or not Dre Greenlaw was going to be back with the 49ers until we knew who the defensive coordinator would be. It's not final with Robert Saleh yet. I keep on repeating that. But once, if and when it is, then we can start talking a lot more about scheme. We can start talking a lot more about what the 49ers will need. And they ran the wide nine when Saleh was here. Chris Kocurek joined in 2019, and they ran the wide nine. So I think they're going to try to recreate some of those glory days. And a massive, massive component of the wide nine happens to be the linebacker position. I think they're really missing Dre Greenlaw this past year when we saw that defense slip the way that it did, all the way down to number 26. He only played 34 snaps. Now, durability is a big question for Dre Greenlaw. He's going to have to answer the question of durability. before he signs another big deal in the NFL, in my opinion. Now, there could be a team from with more cap space than the 49ers, with more spending wherewithal than the 49ers, that decides to take a huge swing on Dre Greenlaw even before he has answered the question of durability, and that might move him out of the 49ers price range. But you do have to think that Saleh, who was Greenlaw's coach in 19 and 2020, might make it even more likely that Dre Greenlaw returns to the 49ers on a one-year prove-it deal. You know, as we're talking about 19 and 20, I'm just thinking about all these crazy memories of Robert Saleh. All gas, no breaks, 2019 against the Rams. You guys remember that? Week 6. It's the one I was talking about a little bit earlier. People nationally didn't believe in the 49ers to begin that season. I mean, they started 5-0, but they had been 4-12 the year prior, and it was going to take a win over the defending NFC champions to bring a lot of people on board with the program. And there was a goal line stand in that game where Robert Saleh went crazy. That's when he was first introduced to the nation as the fiery guy that he is. And it's worth mentioning now because the 49ers are looking for energy back on the sidelines. On top of that, they had a couple of fourth down stops later in the game. Jimmy Ward on Cooper Kupp. I hope you guys remember those pass breakups, where Robert Saleh was just electric on the sideline. I mean, absolutely electric on the sideline. That was the moment that the 49ers 2019 run was christened. And I would even say that that was the moment that this era of 49ers football was truly born. You could probably argue the five games that closed 2017 with Jimmy Garoppolo breathing life into the team. That was huge, don't get me wrong. But this era of 49ers football has really been marked by many things, but one of the pillars has been a dominant defense. And it was Saleh who implemented that dominant defense. He took the Seattle-style cover three, four-man front, made it his own, worked with Joe Woods in 2019, went through the ringer in 2017 and 2018. People were calling for his job. Shanahan stood by him. And Robert Saleh, in that moment against the Rams, the defense was christened. Goal line stand, and then Jimmy Ward breaking up those passes intended for Cooper Kupp. Massive, massive moment for San Francisco. Later in that 2019 season, how about when they dominated the Packers on Sunday Night Football? Aaron Rodgers averaged 1.2 net yards per attempt. It was the worst performance of Aaron Rodgers' NFL career. The 49ers beat him 37-8, I believe. I'm trying to use encyclopedic memory right now. Sunday Night Football, 37-8. Nick Bosa forced a fumble or recovered a fumble on like the second play. Place was going crazy. Defense allowed nothing, and it was 1.2 net yards per attempt for Aaron Rodgers, who that year wasn't playing really high-level football, but he came back with a vengeance in 2020. That was what the Saleh defense, I mean, I've been showing you guys, that was what the historic version of the 49ers defense was doing. They were up here in the upper right, that 2019 unit. Then there were the playoffs, right? The Minnesota game where they shut down Kirk Cousins and people were chanting Nick Bosa's name. How about the Week 17 game? So, talking about Robert Saleh and 49ers defense and Dre Greenlaw, people asking me about Dre Greenlaw. How about the Week 17 game against Seattle? Number one seed on the line. It was a number one, number five game, kind of like the Minnesota-Detroit game we watched a few weeks ago. It came down to like this far. I got to show off my watch. Came down to this far. Love this watch, by the way. It's nice, huh? This is from Lombardi herself. It came down to this far from the 49ers losing to Seattle. Would have been a gut-wrenching loss. And Dre Greenlaw laid down the hammer on Jacob Hollister. That was a solid defense. So was the NFC Championship game rematch against the Packers. So were the first, three and a half quarters against the Chiefs. They were flexing their muscles. We all know how that ended up. It's one of the darker moments of 49ers history. But then they came back in 2020, and Robert Saleh was able to deliver a very strong performance despite all those injuries. It led to the head coaching opportunity with the Jets. That did not work out, but the 49ers are not hiring Robert Saleh to be their head coach. They're bringing him in to be the defensive coordinator, and it's going to be very fascinating to see the staff that the 49ers, if and when this is finalized, it's going to be fascinating to see the staff that comes in under Robert Saleh. Those of you who are here right now, we've got a ton of you. Check out the San Francisco Standard. The big Brock Purdy salary cap article is up. I am sending this to Mike. Sorry, I think I already sent it to you, but if you can put this into the description, please do so. We're talking about everything in this article. This is the most in-depth look you're going to get at the Brock Purdy situation. I projected the Brock Purdy contract about a week or two ago, and then I made this piece, which is looking at the entire 49ers draft strategy, all of the above. It is when we talk about Javon Hargrave, we'll see if he's back on the defense next year. They're going to post June 1st release him, but hope to get him back at a major discount. Talk about all the big financial commitments the 49ers have made. Talk about the salary cap and the 49ers' good positioning to potentially rebuild this football team. I would say retool. They're not rebuilding. To potentially retool this football team, even while paying Brock Purdy big money. So go check that out. Link to that article is in the description. And the big Brock Purdy contract analysis is there from last week. The Standard is where your most detailed 49ers coverage is, including the first $61 million projection for Brock Purdy. I see a lot of people copying that projection now, by the way. It's kind of a joke to me. It's like, oh, you know, everybody's like 35 to 45 million for Brock Purdy about a week ago before I come out with this. And now you have like creators coming out and saying, no, never mind. I talked to somebody or I read David's article up on the San Francisco Standard. I'm going to amend my prediction to over 60 million. Kind of funny how that works, but oh, well, lead the discussion. I guess that you will have followers in some regards. I will answer some more questions here right after I give you guys the latest update, which Mike is texting me. Liam Cohn has informed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that he'll be taking the Jaguars head coaching job. That is from Jeff Howe. So there you go. We are one step closer. Every single update that I read here means that the 49ers are closer to hiring Robert Saleh. Because as we talked about earlier, and I think Matt Maiocco put it best, Robert Saleh is in line to be the 49ers defensive coordinator unless he ends up with a head coaching position. If he is a defensive coordinator this season, as seems exceedingly likely at this time, it'll be with the 49ers. He told that to San Francisco. That is according to Matt Maiocco. Somebody's saying that Saleh's a done deal. Saleh is not. It's not a done deal until the 49ers announce it, guys. It is absolutely not a done deal until the 49ers announce it. I think you should know that, or you should glean that from this other news, this Jacksonville news, Liam Cohn. Yes, no, yes, no. It's not a done deal till they announce it. But we can talk technically accurately when we say that it is expected to happen. It is in line to happen. Trust me, once the press release comes out, once this is officially announced, once Robert Saleh signs the deal, you'll hear it. You'll hear it from me. It'll be there. But I'm going to technically stick to accuracy when we are reporting. I'm taking a look at some questions and we will go from there. Mike summarizes it well. Everything is expected. Nothing is fact yet. Saleh had that NASCAR package. Yeah, he did. That's the thing, though. It's not going to be easy to replicate that kind of defensive package if you're the 49ers. They had four Ferraris along the defensive line. It's really hard to roster that kind of talent along the defensive line. So if you don't have that kind of talent, then you're going to have to use some more smoke and mirrors, some more blitzing, some better coverage to deliver on defense. But they were overpowering in 2019. That was a special, special unit. Jim says, was there any more on the possibility of Pete Carroll, or was that clickbait? It wasn't clickbait. It was, these are fluid situations. Pete Carroll used to be Robert Saleh's boss. The whole Pete Carroll thing was, if the Robert Saleh situation falls through, because if Robert Saleh signs with Jacksonville, Pete Carroll's a name the 49ers brought up in their building. You could have also read that on the San Francisco Standard. Tim Kawakami wrote that yesterday. It doesn't look like the Robert Saleh thing is going to fall through for the 49ers, though. So, and it also looks like the Cowboys and the Raiders are both very interested in Pete Carroll for their head coaching position. So it was just part of the discussion. I mean, this right here is part of the discussion. We go way back in football history. Bill Walsh hired George Seifert, whose birthday it was yesterday. When Bill Walsh hired George Seifert, I could read this from the book. This is going to be a good way to wrap this all together. This is from the Genius book about Bill Walsh. Bill, because they got torn up by Dan Fouts and the Chargers, thought that the team needed to become far more sophisticated in its pass defense. And he thought that Seifert was the man to make that transition. Bill Walsh said that George Seifert put together a style of defense that was fully dimensional with a flexibility that enabled it to deal effectively with new and varied offenses. It's exactly what the 49ers feel like they need to do right now. If you listen to Kyle Shanahan, they need to get their defense back to a level where it had been in the past. There's a whole lot more blue on this chart back in the past. That's where the 49ers are trying to get it to. Anyway, when we talk about Seifert, he was a mentor for Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll then was a mentor for Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh has already been with the 49ers. I guess Pete Carroll has too, but 30 years ago. But Robert Saleh has already been with this iteration of the 49ers. He's their top choice to bring back as defensive coordinator. Pete Carroll, they're floating his name as a backup plan. Probably not going to happen because Saleh probably will happen. If Saleh comes back and does really, really well, what happens if he leaves for another head coaching job in 2026? I'll tell you what, that's a great problem to have. If he does really, really well, the 49ers have a really good quarterback in Brock Purdy, a lot of good players on offense. The defensive coordinator does really, really well. They're probably going to win the Super Bowl. This guy right here, Bill Walsh, would tell you that that is a problem that you welcome. That is a problem you try to attract. That is a spirit of abundance. That is a good, good issue to have. And then you find a way to replace Robert Saleh. Hopefully you've developed somebody on the coaching staff, maybe KJ Wright by then. Probably not by 2026, but maybe by 2027. KJ Wright, great example of somebody who's an up-and-coming coach on the 49ers staff. So you don't worry about stuff like that. You hope for stuff like that. You hope that Robert Saleh comes in, does as well as possible, you win a Super Bowl, and then you hope that you have to look for another coordinator in 2026, this time because of a good reason, not a bad reason. The past 2 years, the 49ers have needed a good new defensive coordinator because they'd missed on Sorensen and on Steve Wilks. They would like to be looking for a new defensive coordinator because they hit on Robert Saleh next season. All right, everybody, thanks for watching. This has been fun. Next time we talk, maybe it'll be official. But the 49ers are in line to hire Robert Saleh. Nick Sorensen not expected to return, according to Matt Maiocco and the new special teams interviewee overlapped with Saleh with the Jets, Brant Boyer. 49ers trying to fix the erosion on defense. That's your update. We'll talk to you soon.